Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pfizer left the COVID-19 vaccine data out of submissions to the FDA, according to new documents. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, frankly, this is no surprise, Matt. I mean, when Pfizer and all these other companies were pushing this COVID shot, the government was pushing the COVID shot during the Biden administration because of they wanted to make the money. But however, they were experimental shots, had not been properly tested, and then people were starting to get myocarditis and all these other physical issues as a result. So you're thinking, okay, we need to do a deep dive. What's really happening here? And now we're seeing a lot of this information was not released.
It wasn't released, and so people got a false information data dump. The data on how parts of a Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 shot spread in the bodies of mice were withheld from regulatory submissions to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, according to a new comparison of those submissions and similar documents sent to Japanese regulators. I remember early on there was some research from Japan that showed when the injection was entered into your body, it didn't stay in your arm, but it went to certain places and certain places were concentrated, including your ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
That was a finding early on in this Japanese study. So in this case, Byram Brittle, the PhD in immunology and an associate professor of immunology and virology at the University in Canada, authored the comparison. It was dated August 13 and released on October 4 by Dr. Robert Malone, an advisor to the U.S. government. Quote, the findings of this report raise serious questions about the integrity of the health regulatory process during the declared COVID-19 pandemic. According to the conclusions, Pfizer, BioNTech, and the FDA did not respond to requests for comment, which is obvious.
Not surprising.
They don't have anything that they can legitimately respond to. We do know, for example, that Pfizer did withhold certain information from the FDA. We also know that the FDA withheld certain information that they had from Pfizer to the general public. For example, during our litigation on behalf of the military in court, remember the document that we presented through one of our witnesses, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers? It was a report that came as a result of a public records request, and they resisted it. Remember, they wanted to have 75 years. The FDA wanted 75 years to be able to release this document dump, and the federal judge said, no, you had to do it in a much shorter period of time. One of the things was this, what was it, 9 pages, single-spaced document from Pfizer with over 1,200 adverse reactions to the COVID shot. And when you look at what I'm talking about, myocarditis would be like one word. So this was a run-on sentence that never ended for 9 pages, single space. So it'd be like myocarditis, semicolon. And then the next one, semicolon. And the next one, semicolon. So it's not like a sentence. It's not like 9 pages with 9 pages of sentences. It's 9 pages filled with, I think it was 1,290 different adverse reactions with the name of the adverse reaction, like myocarditis, pericarditis, listed there. None of that was released to the general public, but Pfizer did actually present that to the FDA, and the FDA withheld that information, and that's why they wanted to withhold it for 75 years.
And, you know, just add a little context to this. You mentioned Dr. Robert Malone. He, is, of course, is the inventor of the mRNA platform, which is used in these shots, but now he is being attacked and censored for bringing out the truth, because he is, that's what he's all about. And he's actually an advisor on this immunization committee. And he said that these people that are questioned from Pfizer and these other people have lied because they are saying the images in the submissions appear to have been manipulated to hide the fact that the biodistribution was much broader than the initial narrative that was promoted, that it stays at the site, as you mentioned, of the injection and draining lymph nodes.
Yeah, and it's not true. And we knew that early on from the Japanese study that it does not stay at the site. And we also knew early on that it passes the blood-brain barrier, meaning that it can go directly to your brain.
So they lied about this.
Yeah, so during a September meeting, under questioning from Dr. Malone, a Pfizer representative said that its studies of the spread of vaccine elements, known as biodistribution, were done in consultants with the FDA. Quote, Pfizer does not have a further comment, this person said, other than we did our work in close consultation with the FDA on all of our biodistribution studies that were approved for our licensed product. Malone told the Epoch Times that the images in the submissions appear to have been manipulated to hide the fact that the biodistribution was much broader. And so that is clear from some of these studies and some of this information that was now released here, that the injection, unlike what they were saying to the public, does not stay at the place of injection. Rather, because of the mRNA mechanism, it rapidly is distributed throughout your body. And it goes to certain places of high concentration. One of those would be the ovaries, among other things. Another thing is that it actually goes into the brain and it can pass through the blood-brain barrier. Now, we also know that there were a lot of injuries that happened during their very rapid so-called clinical trials. And in fact, remember the little Maddie girl who was healthy? And she was one of the people that her mom said, you know, they were just trying to, they were trying to help America. They were trying to help people. So they volunteered to be part of that original test. Well, she became paralyzed very quickly. And then they were basically dumped and they were removed from the system so that the adverse reactions that, she faced, being paralyzed in a wheelchair, were not considered or reported to the public as an adverse reaction. They would take them out of the clinical trial. So what they did was they had this group of people in a clinical trial, people that had adverse reactions, then they would remove them from the clinical trial, and they wouldn't follow up with them. So it looked like the people that were left in the clinical trial did not have much of a negative reaction, when in fact many of them had negative reactions, serious reactions that were life-altering reactions, and Pfizer and BioNTech, the FDA, they never notified anyone.
I'm sorry, this is just evil. I mean, are you that greedy to get money that you're willing to harm and kill Americans? I mean, they tested these on mice, but mice are not the same as human beings. And that was the whole reason why we said you couldn't mandate these shots, because they're experimental. And now you see even more so, they were holding back all this data that they knew about, and it's just wrong. And I'm so proud of Dr. Malone for being a part of this and speaking out. But again, he's being, you know, censored and threatened as a result.
He is someone that we've known for a while. We've got to know him through COVID. He was an expert witness for us. He filed a declaration in the case that we filed on behalf of the military. He is the individual who invented the mRNA platform. He didn't invent the COVID shot. He invented the technology. And as the inventor of the technology, as he saw how it was used and operational in the context of the COVID shots, he became very concerned.
Yes.
And he spoke out against it. Well, the inventor of the actual technology then was vilified because he was speaking out against the established narrative.
Yeah, what he thought, I mean, he has all these patents and everything, what he thought was doing a good thing for humans, well, that was taken and used for a bad thing against people.
We just did a Freedom Alive program with him on our TV program, and behind him, he's sitting in his office, and behind him, he's got all these patent awards on his wall. So he's someone who has been patenting many different items throughout his scientific and medical career. He's highly experienced. And the good news is he is now on one of the vaccine advisory committees under the CDC, under the Department of HHS. I think that Big Pharma, their immunity that they have enjoyed since 1986, all of that needs to be repealed. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/pharma. That's /pharma.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.